Now, staying with the impact of COVID, the leaders of Ireland's main sporting organisations have been warning of the loss of tens of millions of euros due to the pandemic. This is the soccer, the rugby, the GAA bodies. They've been detailing the ongoing financial difficulties they face at the Dáil's Special Committee on COVID. Maggie Doyle was across the hearings, and big numbers being discussed at that committee this morning, Maggie.
That's right, Áine. Yeah, huge numbers being discussed, really, about the losses that all those three bodies of the main field sports have unfortunately incurred. They've been detailing the impact of what it meant for them to really shut down sports, I suppose, from March. That we know there has been a limited return to sport during the summer, but really, it's the lack of spectators that's causing the big problems. I'll start off, we can hear first from Tom Ryan, Director General of the GAA. He laid out what he described as the stark financial difficulties, not just for this year, but of course going into the unknown of next year as well.
It's our estimation that in 2020 alone, there will be a 50 million euro hole in our finances. We're working through possible scenarios for 2021, but it seems certain that further losses will follow of at least 20 million euros. These losses will be felt at every level of the organisation, beginning at the most important unit, the club. This week provided a welcome glimmer of hope for all of us in what are still testing times. Last weekend, many county finals were played all across the island at various levels, albeit without the familiar fervour that the presence of supporters ensures. This weekend, that will change, and supporters will return to games in the 26 counties. While the numbers are small, they represent an important step in the right direction, even at a time when wider society continues to grapple with the challenges of the last 6 months.
So that was Tom Ryan, the Director General of the GAA, Maggie. What the IRFU, they've been giving a pretty stark warning, haven't they, about what they see as the future of rugby through this pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, Philip Brown, the Chief Executive of the IRFU, really saying that he's concerned about the future of rugby in Ireland. That's how stark he put the outlook for them. Again, talked about tens of millions of euros of losses this year, 30 million euros of losses. Again, it's all due to the lack of spectators. And that was one question that some of the politicians asked about at the committee this morning. He did make the point that if, for example, a social distance of 1 metre was allowed rather than the 2 metres currently allowed, it would allow a capacity of maybe 18,000 people in the Aviva Stadium, which he said would help the financial situation but wouldn't solve the problem entirely. So really, it's about spectators. But he, again, just said that there is a catastrophic forecast for rugby in Ireland.
This excludes over 32 million euro of 2020 10-year ticket renewal monies due. We are unable to invoice for these sums in the absence of any visibility of fans attending games. This figure relates solely to 2020 and is incumbent on me to advise you that the outlook for 2021 is far worse. The IRFU will be forced to commence borrowings in January. If these projections were to materialise, the very existence of professional rugby on the island would inevitably be under significant threat at some point in time in 2021. Until we can admit spectators in meaningful numbers into our stadia and return to some level approaching self-sustainability, the whole rugby infrastructure built over the last 150 years is under threat.
The IRFU's chief executive, Philip Brown, not pulling his punches, and the FAI, pretty much, they were saying the same about soccer.
They were, Áine, the chief executive, the interim chief executive, Gary Owen, saying, yeah, you could see it last night, of course, an empty stadium at Tala for that huge game between Shamrock Rovers in the Europa League when they played AC Milan. But all three bodies have said they are working together. They're going to put a formal proposition to government for fans to be allowed into grounds. And later this afternoon, Sport Ireland and representatives from the Department for Sport will attend the committee to outline what financial supports have been given and what might be given in the future, Áine.
Maggie Doyle at Leinster House, thank you.